With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
Okay, anyhow, so when you pop, don't try not to hit the tree, okay? And don't cut it, okay? The trees are there for beauty and for protection. It's good for your car when it's summer too hot, and when it snow a lot, it stops some of the snow, okay? And scatter all over instead of all falling on your car. It's very good. And the wind and all that, you know, it's good for your car and good for you. I don't try to cut all of them out. We try to preserve and meanwhile can use them. That's why I think this cup is the best. And later, if it's necessary, we can spring some gravels on top of it. But if the earth is hard enough, it doesn't cause trouble. We'll just keep it like that. And also when you camp your tent, when you pitch your tent, please don't clean the leaves, the dry leaves. Keep your tent good. Keep your tent protected from the moist ground. It's soft. Keep your tent soft, yeah? Like carpet. So it's very good for you. Also, when you take your tent away, the earth will not become naked. And the rain will not flow all the water down, all the earth down. And later we have mountain no more. So just keep the leaves, they're clean. The leaves are very clean and very soft, yeah? And beautiful. For your feet, it's very soft, like carpet. I saw that many places where you camp, you clean all the leaves. This is very, very unintelligent, huh? We should try to enjoy nature and preserve the natural environment. They're always good for us, eh? That's why I don't allow people to cut the trees where it's not necessary. Yeah? Where it's not necessary. The weather has changed in many places drastically because people cut too many trees and they cannot grow fast enough to replace them. And the weather changes and the rains has been all washed away instead of preserving the earth. Because the trees, they attract rain and also they keep the water. You understand? And it flows slowly down and it preserves the mountain. Also preserves the stream and the river and all that. If we cut out the trees, we will be short of water. And the weather will change drastically that we could not bear. That's why many places, many countries, they are short of water, yeah? Sometimes because they cut trees at random, not considering how it will be after, in the future, you know? Because our children still have to live on, you know? They will go on to live. After we die, after I die, this center is still here. And your children will come, understand? So it's not for one day, 2 days that you use any places. You have to keep them for the future. It's all for your good. Yeah? We have to preserve things that we enjoy. we have to think ahead into the future, not just that, oh, I can use it today, tomorrow, I don't care, you know, and damage everything. That's how people damage many beautiful places and cut so many trees and kill so many animals, yeah? Animals are there for some reason. They are also inhabitants of the earth, and we have no right to kill them. Sometimes I've heard some people say that the research has announced that animals, they heal. Sometimes they heal people's sickness sometimes. Probably because of their love, yeah? Mm. That's why many people like to keep dogs and cats, because they are so loving, and probably they are so soothing somehow to them, so they feel good and keep them. The same, trees and water, yeah, forest, they also heal, yeah. Don't you feel better when you walk a little bit in the forest, yeah? Your eyes feel better, no? Yes, and your lungs feels good, huh? And your skin feels smoother, huh? And your mood is calmer, no? This is all due to the nature, the trees, and the air that they breathe out to give us the oxygen. Yeah. So it is very necessary to keep nature intact as much as we can. We have big land and we can afford to just park between trees. Yeah, because when you park in that park over here between the trees, and sometimes you don't feel like walking down right away down yet. You just saw a friend, you can just stand underneath of the tree next to your car and have just a few words with each other. It's better than standing on top of the overheat cement concrete floor, yeah? And then talk. And then both also smoking up. They had smoke up. Yes. It gives people a very hard feeling, you know, standing on the concrete floor. So I think I like to preserve the trees, not only because for me, but just for everyone, for America, for the world, yeah? Everywhere we go, we have to try to protect nature, especially now that we are a so-called meditator. We are very sensitive, understand, to the environment and to the need of other people. It takes 20 years. Maybe to grow until the tree is that big, you know. Very seldom I allow to cut big trees, except when it's absolutely in the way. But even then, only when necessary. Yes. Otherwise, I don't let them cut them. Mm. It's difficult to grow a tree, but easy to cut it. Mm. Well, not necessary. Why? I cannot bear that. You know, it's a cruelty, inconsideration. So try to understand this, huh? Not only here, but wherever you go. Try to preserve nature. A waste of time, huh? A waste the beauty of nature, and we waste manpower. And sometimes waste money, yeah? You cut a tree sometimes, your soul will go kaput. I'm very protective with trees, animals, you know, grasses, everything. Very protective, because I feel hurt when they are destroyed, you know. Even with reason, it's already bad enough. But we can't just be too ridiculously strict. You understand what I mean? Become too stupid then. But we cannot just cut things at random. It shows our cold-blooded nature. It's no good, huh? When I was a little bit younger, maybe about 15 years ago, plant a lot of kind of house plants to make it look fresh and green, you know, because in the city you have nothing. So we try to make it beautiful. You know how I love beauty. And try to arrange things according to the circumstances to improve the nature of the place. Anyhow, many plants are there and it's beautiful, beautiful. No problem at all until that guy. He thinks that it's better for the plant to have ultraviolet, violent light or something like that. So he bought a so big, huge violet lamp, two or three, and put them scarily in front of the plant.
Like this.
And I have warned them that they're very strong. If you want to put far away and one at a time, because that should be enough. Because also in the daytime we keep the neon lamps burning, because that's also kind of life for them, and they grow fine, no complaint. So green, so lush, and it's so no problem, very shiny, you know. And I clean them sometimes, and you know, I pump water. Yes, I dare not put the whole waterfall in, but I just pump them, you know, spray them, make it a misty, and they love that. And to that guy, he put that violet lamp there. And I have told him not to do it, you know, but they don't listen. And so many of my plants burned to death. Oh, I cry, you know, I cry. I was so hurt for the plant. When I see like that, I nearly drop down on my knees. I feel so hurt, because I feel the plant get hurt. I feel as though if I am burned like that, how would I feel, you understand? And especially the plant, they cannot speak. They're helpless, they just stand there and get burnt slowly like that. Oh, the feeling is so awful, you understand? As though if they are human, I feel like that. I'm very protective. That was before I even practiced Guan Yin method. So you can understand now, my feeling must be more, even more intense than that, more sensitive than that. So I think you should understand if I don't let you cut trees.
The time is right that everybody should push for peace now at any price. Mm-hmm. Yes, because without peace we cannot build anything up. There are more pressing matters now than killing. My God. There are global warming. There's ice melting. And it's not just warming. If after it's warming, it might get cold. You understand me? And that's even worse. If it's warm, you jump into the water. If it's too cold, I don't know if you have enough thing to keep you warm. If it's go freezing all the time, and it's getting worse because of some change in the atmosphere, it might get freezing even after the warming period. Do you understand me? Because of sometimes the pollution, it damaged the layer, the ozone layer, yes, and then all the heat maybe escape. After a while, we don't have any heat. And then maybe too much pollution cover the sun and everything. And maybe too much changing. And then everything will go so bad, and it might be freezing even. It's even worse also. There was a document, very scary. They say as much as the global warming, the sun also getting colder somehow. Yeah. So warming and cold. Warm in some part, too cold warm, and then some part will be too cold. Or then after warm will be cold. And if it's too warm, then the ice will melt, and then we have flood, you know? And if after that, you know, there's no ice left to balance the thing anyway, and that either the planet will become very heated, yeah? Or it could be very cold because of too much covering or the ozone layer broken. So many things can happen, you know, and it can happen soon. Eh? So right now it's time for all the people of every country should get together and think of the solution quick, like biofuel, you know, something with sustainable energy, yeah, solar power, wind power. We can install it in our home if you can afford it, or you can put money together and install one home at a time. Okay? Like, okay, you and you pitch money together, install in your home. Yeah, draw a lotto, see whose house get installed first. So it's fair, you know? And then next time, pitch money together and install it in her home. Something like that. When I live in the cave, in the mountain, I live only with solar energy. I charge my phone with energy, I watch TV with energy, my fridge run on solar energy. It's a little complicated, but you can learn. To save lives, we must learn. Mm-hmm. To save the planet, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's complicated, but it's not undoable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's simple enough to do it. Like you have to capture the solar energy into some batteries, mm-hmm. and then you connect with that battery to use it to run your household. At least you can save money. And you save money in the long run anyway. You can sell it back to the government even. In Spain it's like that. A wind power also. It might be difficult, but you can install a small wind fan.
Turbine.
Windmill. The old-fashioned way. Also, it does work. The turbine take longer time and a lot of money, and maybe it's not so in yet, so you can't get it so easily, huh? But you can do it, huh? You can do that. Yeah? Do what you can, okay? And go together in one car to work or to shop together, yeah? In one car, save money, save energy. And buy those, if you can, huh? Hybrid car, yeah. They're not that expensive. For example, a Toyota Prius costs $15,000, brand new. Is that right?
Yes, most.
Something like that. And it's very modernized, has everything in it. I got one. And it costs you in the beginning, but later it saves you a lot. And it saves your life too, saves life everybody else, you know? It doesn't have to be Toyota. It can be also a smart car, you know. In the next year they will produce it. Right now they don't have, but there are many other cars, Honda and all that, you know, or other different cars. But you can check on internet, you know, which car is cheaper and more convenient for you. And soon in the future we have to run it on biodiesel and biofuel, you know, like corn fuel or sugar cane or garbage. Yeah, we can recycle garbage. And maybe we don't even have to do that if they push the program with the wave energy, you know. A long time ago in Norway, they had begun that program to use ocean waves as energy. And that would be limitless. You can use forever, just like the sun. I have sent some financial support to support this program also. They're pushing out at it. It's just a good thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Energy is free everywhere, actually. You could even harness power from the thunder and all that, and that would be limitless, mm-hmm. limitless. There would be no cost for anybody. It should be free for everybody. You know, the basic thing in life, like water, mm-hmm. electricity, should be free, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it soon will be free. All this money that put into war, my God, we could build a paradise on earth. It's about time that everybody should know about this. And if you know any of a government important person, you remind them by writing, but do something in your power. Or just write. If you know how, you know where, just write. Okay? Write to the government, remind them, help them, support them. Yeah? Support their idea of environmental protection. Because if not, we don't have any earth left to even fight with each other. No land to even go to possess, yeah? No land to put a gun. No land to install a cannon. It's a time, it's about time, my God. 21st century already, and we are so-called human, civilized human. Can you believe it? Still fighting. I cannot believe it. I think the world is getting very aware now, hey? Yeah. That they must do something. There's no more excuse to say they don't know. They know. Because what affects the neighbors affects you. Huh? Imagine if all the people from the lowland, when the flood arrives, huh? They don't have time to build a Noah boat. Yeah? And they will not know. It will hit them quick, according to the report. Which is logical also, unless a miracle happened. You see, imagine if these people, they have nowhere to go. And then they will all run into the city, higher land, yeah? And there's nowhere, there's no flood, no disaster. And then where do they go? They lost everything then, huh? At that time, there's too many people to go even, for us even, to go to rescue or to help, because it's too many. And then they will have no home, huh? They will lose everything, nothing to lose anymore, and then they will be very chaotic. Yeah? They will go and loot in the cities. And they might even have worse one than what we're having now. So, you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So whatever affect them, affect everybody. It's not like, okay, I am president, it doesn't concern me. Or I'm a governor, high officer, it doesn't concern me, and I live in a high land. I don't live next to the sea, it doesn't concern me. It does concern everybody. Because if they come in hundreds of thousands at the same time, hungry, stressed, disoriented, you know, starving, and confused, they do anything. You understand? They will be the worst. Like so-called zombie soldier that you ever confronted with. They don't know anything anymore at that time. It's too big universe for them to even keep their mind together. And there's no weapon can stop this kind of war. It will be terrible. So we better be prepared. And whoever in authority and have power must use it to change the way we live our life. We have to clean up our planet, and quick. But they are doing it, I feel, I see. Even though too slow for my liking, but they're doing it. You know, they're trying by biofuel, yeah. They're growing corn, they're trying to recycle the garbage. They're trying many ways to try to save the planet. So that's the good news.
We are truly grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's deep faith and care for humanity and the future of our planet. May our united and conscious efforts bring about immediate change to preserve our Earth for generations to come. Thank you, loving viewers, for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for another wisdom-filled lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, good people, good works, coming up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May God's blessings bring love and joy into your lives.